Let's head back to the Saturday, June 23, 1923 edition of The Optimist when a front-page story ran on a tragedy that was averted involving a little boy. By the presence of mind of Messrs. Frank Smith and Ace McCrae, last Thursday afternoon, a possible tragedy was averted. Seeing Peter Morley, 3 years old, hanging by an upstairs window ledge of the doctor's house, by his hands, these men came across the street, leapt the fence, and while Mr. Smith stood on the lower ledge and supported Peter's feet, Mr. McCrae went upstairs and drew him back through the window he had climbed out a short time previously. All was done so quickly, the small boy had scarcely begun to realize a danger, and the only results were scares for spectators, but a sequel was nailed windows at Dr. Morley's, the article stated. Located in Ladner Village at the northwest corner of Delta and Bridge Streets, opposite Municipal Hall, the house was occupied by the Ellis family from 1911 until 1919. The house was originally built in 1902 for a Dr. J.W. Woodley, who used it as his home and office. A Dr. Morley moved into the house after the Ellis family in July of 1919. Until it was demolished in 1949, to make way for the Ladner Hotel, the house would be occupied by a series of doctors who used it as a residence and office. It was known locally as the Doctor's House.